Yay! Welcome to the Take Action Team call, everyone. I have been learning and gaining inspiration from these calls for so many years now. So anytime Warren Lance asks me to lead one, it always feels like such a privilege. I've interviewed a couple of guests for these calls now, and it has been brought to my attention that I forget to introduce myself. So, oops. I'd like to always improve, so here goes. My name is Sarah Maxwell, and I am leading this interview from Brisbane, Australia. I say that because many might be confused with my Canadian accent, even though I have lived in Australia for 16 years. So I represented my country of Canada for over 10 years in beach volleyball. And for those of you that aren't Canadian, yes, we do have beaches. We do have sand. I did that after graduating with a neuroscience degree from the University of British Columbia. Yay, love Vancouver. I went on to own my own life coaching and NLP business. So when Isogenics was introduced into my life more than 3.5 years ago by a really great friend, it really has led to one of the most rewarding journeys of my life. I can now say we are blessed to have been a part of over 9,500 people's health transformations. And because of that, myself and my partner are full-time parents to our new 8-month-old daughter, Jordan. I am clearly passionate about Isogenics. I love being an ambassador. And so today's guest, for me and everyone else, is a beacon for the deep-held values of this company to free people from physical and financial pain. So our guest, this woman has been a naturopath for 27 years. She has spoken around the world on the topic. You only have to stand next to this woman to realize that she is an aromatherapist as well. She smells of beautiful natural oils all the time, so pretty intoxicating. She has authored 12 books and has a diverse background, having started in the Army as a young woman, and then becoming the lone female pyrotechnician in Australia. If you don't know what a pyrotechnician is, Google it, because you will just laugh, and it'll just add even more color to this woman. She began her Isogenics journey in 2010 and was just recognized as the 184th Isogenics millionaire, which is only the 18th in Australia. So this woman is clearly on a mission. She's adopted a son named Q from Thailand, and really exemplifies one team. She tirelessly works on behalf of everyone, like I mean everyone. She's on the field advisory board and has been for years. She does three-way calls, connect calls for the whole of the country, and she's also organized a cohesive Super Saturday structure in all the major cities in Australia and New Zealand. So clearly this woman doesn't rest. Look, all those are her stats, but what I love most about her is how she wears her heart on her sleeve. We may have tears today. She mixes Whoa. Tough. I know. We kind of had a cry before we started the recording. But she mixes tough and organized with gentle and loving and is so humbled in her change-making qualities. So Jen Jeffries, welcome to the Take Action Call. How are you?
I'm excellent, Sarah, but the thing you forgot to say is that I'm also just a big dag. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
it's great to be here.
Just say it at the outset, Jen. And that's another thing about this woman. She just really tells it like it is. And she's over in New Zealand. So there you are, just arrived in Rotorua. She's there for an ISA uni and traveling the country doing opportunity meetings. So, Jen, how's the weather over there in New Zealand?
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah, it's a warm about, probably 10 degrees at the moment. It's lovely. What can I say? It's freezing by my standards, but it's still gorgeous. Yeah.
Like I've a good Queenslander, Jen.
I know. I've got thermals on. That's just what I have to do over here. It's okay.
You're awesome. Okay, Jen, we want to start with Jen the Naturopath. It's a loving title that has been branded to you for many years now. And you know, your life as an international speaker, look, you spoke on all things natural medicine. So here's what I want to know. How does a naturopath come to use Isogenics?
Great question. That's something I never thought would
Let's
happen.
Let's just start with a bang.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much for that. Okay, so I had a really cool life. I was not looking for Isogenics in any way. I had a very cool life traveling around the world as a corporate speaker, teaching preventing burnout in the workplace, preventing adrenal burnout, because that's what I did back in the 70s. I burnt myself out. So very passionate about that. And writing books and doing all that kind of stuff. And one day I was you know, at a gig in Sydney, a woman in my audience showed me two of the products, the Ionix and the Cleanse for Life. And I'd specialized, put my whole career into making designing formulas like Ionix the whole time. That was my absolute core passion. So when I looked at it and saw they were using, you know, Ionix was using the same adaptogen herb, exactly the same enzyme as I was prescribing always, mm-hmm. and writing about in books and talking about on stage, I went, wow, I have to actually be serious about this. And then one of the first things I saw was that it was network marketing, and I stopped looking at anything else, and I put it to the side of my desk, and I wouldn't do anything with it. Yeah, I stopped digging around and everything. I had such a chip on my shoulder about network marketing, it was crazy. And I wouldn't even try the products, wouldn't anything. I just went, I don't do that. That's the kind of stuff for people who can't get real jobs. I'm a professional. So that's how I was introduced to it, and so scarily resistant. And I was just ignorant, that's all.
Mm. And so in order for you to actually put the product into your mouth, Jen, what were some of the hurdles that you had to cross?
Okay. So it actually got to a stage one day that these bottles sat there for a couple of months just glaring at me on my desk. I couldn't throw them out because the formulas were so cool. And I couldn't take them because it was network marketing. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to dig around a little bit more of this and really, you know, really started pulling it apart. And I'm a realistic naturopath, so I know that in clinic, and I worked a full-time clinic for 10 years, and I left clinic and went on the road as a speaker because in clinic we can only help 5% of the people, the ones who are going to be proactive and come to us. But I got frustrated because I could only help, you know, I was always limited who I could help, and that also reflected in my income. So I always wanted to be able to help the masses, that 95%. If I can get them, you know, on track 95% of their time, so many lifestyle ailments just go away. So that's why I left clinic, and when I was shown Isogenics, it was like, oh, damn, they're doing what I do. So I started pulling all the products apart. In fact, I created spreadsheets. Yes, nerd in me had to. I created spreadsheets saying why I thought they put the formulas together, which was just all ego. Anyway, another story. At the end of the day, I remember one day I woke up and I said to my partner at the time, "This is, I have to deal with this. It's just beating me up." I'd got to the point that I was so happy with the formulas, again, designed to be treating the masses, because it doesn't take away from what naturopaths do. It dovetails what a pracky does. Mm. So that was important to me, and I thought, well, okay, cool. I want to help the masses. This program does that. I have to see what this company is really about. So I made an appointment to go and see Sharon Walsh, who was the GM at the time in Australia, New Zealand, and walked into there just, you know, naturopath ego on legs. And she was just so cool, you know. It didn't matter what I asked. She just went, well, check this, Jen. How about just have a look at this? Like nothing fazed her. It was just like, okay, cool. You want to know this? Here, knew this. Mm. And I hassled her about everything, including and being out, including the fact that I was gay. I needed to know where the company stood kind of on gay rights and equality. Mm. I gave her such a hard time about everything. And at the end of the day, she said, well, you know, kind of not in the convincing game, you can try it or not. And I went, oh, well, yeah, true. Okay, well, maybe I just eat the products and see how I feel. And that's what I did.
Okay.
And that was the thing. I could research it to the nth degree. But at some stage, and I'm vegetarian, like, you know, you can eat a raw, vegan, organic, paleo, everything kind of diet, all those things. But if your body's not working with everything together, and we'll talk about that later, it was like, you've got to look at it all. And I went, wow, this really is all of what I'm doing. Why don't I just eat it and see how I feel, which is what Sharon said. And I did. And people started saying, Jen, you've always had lots of energy, but this has just gotten silly now. What are you doing? I went, damn, this stuff works. And then I didn't tell anyone for months that I even did this because it was network marketing and I don't do those things. So I kept it a secret for ages.
So when you experience, so I know you don't wear this hat very much anymore and we'll talk about why, but when you shared with your first person, you know, when you finally came out of the closet, so to speak, and we're going to share the impact of Isogenics, tell me your first share. Like, how did you share initially when you were being a product expert? So be a product expert for a sec and tell me why I should take Isogenics, Jen.
So I used to, the classic was Ionics. I was so passionate about that product because it was my whole career had been banked on it. So if you were on a flight, you know, a five-hour flight from Perth to, I remember this poor one guy, his name was Ron. He was on a flight from Perth to Brisbane with me. And just, he was a busy businessman. And I remember just after takeoff, I kind of went, wow, you know, what are you doing? I had no idea how to do this network marketing thing. We had no events or anything in Australia at that time to learn this stuff. That's the other thing. So I really was guessing where I was going. But I remember this poor bloke, now he said something about that he had crappy sleep, and I just went, wow! And I went right into adrenal and adrenal fatigue and how the time today that the body processes itself from Chinese medicine, and then exactly the adaptogen herbs and which part of the adaptogen herbs and where we source it from, the Shilajit, from the Himalayas, and I just went bleh, bleh, bleh for 5 hours. I scared the shit out of him. And I honestly did it like that for 3 years. It took me 3 years to pull my head in and stop being the product expert. I can laugh about it now, but I couldn't work out why I was so frustrated in those days. And it was just because I wasn't duplicatable, but I didn't get it. So, yeah, 3 years of ego just made such a mess, like so scary.
So we get the, I love that actually. I love the real moment, Ron. If he ever listens to this, he can have a good laugh. But can you, you have a really great way of describing why being the product expert really wasn't working. Like you talk a lot about how many people you enrolled. So you were pretty effective at one thing, but can you just describe why it wasn't really working?
Well, that's the thing. I won top enroller for ANZ 2 years in a row. And my first year I enrolled 189 people and had 151 fall off in the first 12 months of enrolling people. That's just scary. And it's interesting, here I am 6 years on from my first year. I have two multiple six-figure income earners and one product user still from the first year. She's still just a happy product user, doesn't want to earn money from 6 years ago. So my numbers just told it all. The attrition rate was huge, and people used to say, wow, these products work so well, but I could never do this because I'm not Jen the naturopath. And I'd go, that's all right, you know, and I just still just kept vomiting all over them and didn't do so well.
Thank you, Jen, for that. So I hope everyone heard that. 189 people enrolled. A lot of people probably went, yeah, I want to be like Jen. That is awesome.
No, don't.
But exactly. But that's, it's great when you say 151 fell off, because the fact that, I love that you said at the beginning that you're a realistic naturopath and that you really wanted to help the masses. So clearly everyone coming in for a one-off experience, those 189 people, wasn't being able to heal the masses. So while we're on the topic of naturopathy, I would love you to just quickly share what it was like to have a business of naturopathy, because there's probably a lot of young students listening and they probably really want to know what it's like out there, out in the trenches, Jen. What's it like to own a business of naturopathy?
Well, you know, being a naturopath, it takes 5 years to study, and back then it cost me $20,000 to do my studies. Now it's somewhere around $100,000 to do your ticket, so that's huge.
Whoa.
It's a real piece of money. You can't touch anyone, can't prescribe or anything, you know, for years until you finish all your modalities. But the reality of having a clinic, and I started slowly. And I actually did a massage and aromatherapy first, so at least I was able to earn some income from while I was studying as well. And so I started off, you know, massaging in the Saturday markets, working from home, doing all those kind of things until once you're a naturopath, well, you've got to fit all the health regulations. So then I had, rooms that had to be approved by the health department. Started off with, you know, one room, which was all great, and that was where I got really frustrated because I could only see, you know, so many patients a week, but then I thought, well, I'll just get bigger rooms. Well, so I had five treatment rooms, which meant just so many headaches. But you've got a commercial premises with all the outgoings, so you pay the rent plus all the outgoings and all the power and all the whatever else. You've got a 3x3x3 lease, generally. You've got it for 3 years with maybe an option for 3 years on. You've got all your signage and everything. You've got your marketing. So you can go, this is what really disturbs me, is that it's only about 5%, this is a true stat, only about 5% of naturopaths in Australia earn more than $50,000 a year. Like, that's just scary.
Oh,
they don't get any real business training. So you can have your tick in it, and I see people hang their shingle outside the door, and they think, well, people are going to come to them. Well, no, they're not. Well, then it's like any traditional business. It'll take maybe 3 or 5 years to build a clientele. And it's a repeat. It's like any business. It's a repeat clientele where you actually start getting any true income. So for many years, a lot of practitioners don't make a cent, and I really don't. Everything's put back into marketing their clinics, and then you still
is it hard to hold the
development.
Stock? Like the stock
well, it is.
Hold in as well. Is that tough because it's all natural stuff that doesn't?
Well, it is.
Keep,
everything's
does it?
Everything's got expiry dates. So I was a herbalist as well. So I prescribed, you know, herbal tinctures and all the supplements and everything. I held between 80 and 100 grand stock on hand for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's okay. A house deposit tied up every year for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just,
wow.
Nowadays, to me, that's stupid because I can run my isogenics business from my mobile phone. But I didn't know any different. I had traditional businesses for so long. So.
Yeah.
And then it's the hours. You know, if I didn't work, I didn't get paid. So, sure, when I then had, you know, the extra practitioners working in rooms with me, that was all cool, and I had receptionists and all that stuff. But then, you know, if the receptionist was crook, well, who's going to go and cover that? And it came on my back, and it was like, this is just endless. And this is the thing. When I went on the road speaking, now working as a professional speaker, you earn thousands of dollars an hour. However, it's no different. I made a bigger version of the same problem because I could only physically travel to so many gigs a year. And if I didn't work, I didn't get paid.
Mm.
And I went, I still had a traditional business model. I was never going to be able to achieve what I wanted with a traditional business. It was only through network marketing that I was going to be able to achieve what I'd always been trying to work out I wanted to achieve. Does that make sense?
It totally, because... And good. Thank you for saying that. Now, I'm about to ask you about your evolution as a network marketer because people can tell that you've obviously had a enlightened, you know, you've been enlightened here for that. But could anyone have told you this back then, Jen? Like, what was it that you needed to realize in order for all of this to start to make sense for you?
The turning point for me was 3 years in where I went to a New Year kickoff in the U.S., and here I am, the all-qualified, all-knowing, international-branded speaker and naturopath and ego on legs. And I looked at the top 100 income earners at the event and went, what am I doing wrong? I should be up there. And at that moment, I realized that the top 100 income earners was not health professionals and it was not PTs. People think, oh, I'm going to go and sign up the naturopath and I'm going to sign up my personal trainer. I consciously try not to sign up those guys because they're never compliant. I'm not they're never compliant. They will never be duplicatable for so long. I want to sign up the masses. So I want to enroll what I saw as the top 100 income earners, which was mums and dads who wanted a better life for their family and just caught the vision and were duplicatable. They just used the company tools. They didn't reinvent anything and they kept it simple. And I committed that day to do just that, and it totally changed the direction of my business. And the other thing is it made my business so much easier, not having to give these long-winded explanations about stuff. I just would say, here, go to isogenicshealth.net, search this, and you'll find the answer you need. I went, oh, my God, I got all this time back. It was easier.
It's crazy. How do you feel, Jen, about taking us through your business a little bit from that 3-year mark, that realization? Are you cool with giving us some numbers? Because I think it could really impact people to hear over the 6 years the increase, the momentum. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
so
that'd be great.
My year one, I earned approximately 17,000, you know, 17, it's all slops, bits of money, 17,000. Year two, in the second year I earned 25,000.
Mm-hmm.
The third year 55,000.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth year 345,000.
Okay.
That's what happens when you listen. It's crazy shit, Sarah. Like really, it's silly that I had to just listen.
Yeah. Wow.
And the thing is, my people duplicated what I did. And so I'm so blessed that I've still got people from those first 3 years, you know, some of my leaders, and they are multiple six-figure income earners now, but they still struggle, or they've struggled with the same journey I had, and that was they're all product experts. I created a problem for myself. It really, yeah, not cool.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat that because that's pretty profound, and I was writing pretty quick too. So first year, 17,000. So, you know, if we divide that into weeks, you know, a bit of cash here and there. Second year, 25,000. Third year, 55,000. Fourth year, 345,000. So I hope everyone is sort of hearing and really seeing the proof there. Jen, so that thank you for pinpointing that realization, but then demonstrating the change by using the tools and becoming duplicatable, the difference. And to me, the financial outcome is just a example of how many lives you're impacting. And, you know, for the that realistic naturopath who wanted to impact the masses, that 345,000 in that fourth year really demonstrated that you were, like you said, you were really changing people's lives on a mass scale. So thank you for sharing that. I know some people feel uncomfortable about talking about finances. I know my father-in-law is like, oh, why are they talking about money? But I really appreciate that because really we do that so that other people can grow and improve their lives. So,
and can I just share something with that?
Yes, please.
Can I just chuck
one
thing in? Because I learned this from David Wood, you know, our master trainer. Because I was the peace, love and brown rice, chain myself to a tree hippie. And he said, Jen, don't chain yourself to the tree. Go and, you know, work hard and buy the whole damn forest. And I went, oh, and really seriously, that's what I'm doing. I, you know, nowadays I give away more money than most people earn in a year, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying because I've worked hard so I can do that because I want to do that.
Yeah,
so
brilliant.
That's awesome. A big difference.
Isn't it? That what a great perspective change. So in light of that, I want to just highlight that you're – this recent recognition, very recent, like this week, Isagenix 184th millionaire. I mean, there's only 18 of them in Australia, Jen. And I mean, when you started in 2010, I don't know if you ever thought this day would come, but the thing I want to say is that you work tirelessly on behalf of all the field in Australia and beyond. And I reckon that if we took a countrywide vote about who we are most heartfelt about becoming a millionaire, it would be you. And you're just so clear and focused on lifting up the field as a whole, and just to see the fruits of your labor come to pass is truly beautiful. So how does it feel to be recognized for all the lives that you've improved?
You're trying to make me cry, Sarah.
No, it's just true.
I found my leverage, and yeah, I said to you on the phone, you know, I knew it was coming because I'd done the maths. You know, I'm a numbers person, so I'd done the maths. I knew when it was going to happen. But when Kathy Coover rings you and says, Jen, you're 184, millionaire, I burst into tears. And it's huge. It's that was when it sunk in. When I do it day to day to day, it didn't sink in. But when that day came, it really sunk in. And I was talking to one of the leaders in my team recently, and they were sharing how, you know, they'd talked with their accountant a little while ago, or a year or so ago. And because same, when they're in it day to day to day, and they go, oh, you know, this is just, it's just $400 or it's $1,000 or whatever they've earned. You know, people do this, it's just this. And their accountant said to them, wow, that just thing earned you over $60,000 last year. When are you going to take it seriously?
Wow.
And it was like, that's cool, but the same as me. I didn't, because you're doing, I was doing it day after day after day for 6 years. Yeah. As much as I saw the numbers, like I know what goes through my bank account and stuff, the emotional, the impact of it didn't register.
Yeah.
Until that day. It's huge. It really is huge.
It is really huge. And I think that we can all relate to getting in the daily grind of what it is to help people every single day. But isn't it wonderful when
the owner of the company calls you and really just says it, just acknowledges it. And I love that you allowed it to sink in. And Jen, one thing about your story that I've been very drawn to is that you had, like you said, you had a cool life before. You were an international speaker. You flew first class before Isagenics. So why does it feel different and more rewarding for you now?
That's really simple. It's because I know every single thing I do nowadays helps someone else differently. Before it was, I had a traditional business, so speaking in, you know, conferences and doing all the things. At the end of the day, it was still just me who I don't want to cry, Sarah. I spoke at Celebration in Australia last year about the evolution of the why, how everyone initially just has to look after themselves. And then they can learn how to look after others, and then they can learn how to contribute to the world. And I realized that prior to Isagenics, all I'd ever done was do everything in my life for me. And the personal growth I've had in this company just blows my brain. Because I'm someone who's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal growth over the years. And you can't not grow in this. And I get rewarded because I can really help people. And I've talked about it. And in my millionaire story, I shared that one of the happiest days of my life, really seriously, was when Justine, a woman in my team who was a single mum of a four-year-old when I met her, when she went six figures, when she became a three-star, was one of the happiest days of my life. And she could afford to take her daughter on holidays and stuff.
Yeah,
it's another world. It really is. I wish people could get that. It's huge.
You know, Jen, thank you for being so heartfelt about this and just being real, because I think wherever you're at, you're hearing Jen's story, you don't have to have it all figured out to want it, to want that feeling of contribution. And I think it kind of starts with that, Jen. And because you brought this up, I wasn't going to talk about it, but now that you brought it up, I think we should. Why, and it's going to be a funny question, why is it important to have a strong why? Like, so if someone's hearing this and they might just say, look, I want to be a contribution. I want to be able to earn enough to give something back. Why is our why important? You know, we hear that a lot in what we do, but can you take us through what you've seen even in your team, like as the why develops in people, how that basically is the foundation for their success?
The why really does develop. And initially everyone just needs to get their health on track and pay their bills. That's it. They can only look after themselves. And you can be giving, you know, giving time and things to your favorite charities or whatever and all that kind of stuff, but that's different. You're looking after your core first.
Yeah.
But you're going to have days that suck, I promise. You will have days or moments that really suck in this business, and that's where you'll grow the most. You'll have people who you swore were going to be your next business builder return their pack after 2 days. You're going to have everything that you could ever think go wrong, go wrong. I'm just being real with you. And if you haven't got your why, you won't continue. You'll go, this is too hard, and you'll stop. And there's not a leader who hasn't had, and I know you and Nat have had them too, I know everyone does. There's not the day that someone doesn't have a crappy wall-kicking moment. But that's what grows us as the people to be able to do what we do. And it's the thing that makes us get out of bed and be disciplined and do phone calls on a 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm done. I work for myself. I'm not going to do that. Well, no, if I want to achieve this goal, I have to call another person. That's it. Get myself out of the way for whatever my goal is. And even if it's just pay your car payment this month, how will you feel when your car payment's being covered? Like just to have that safety net, it's you can breathe again.
Yeah.
That's why.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you spoke to that. I spoke to a young girl who's on the brink of manager, you know, for her first time, and she's just going gangbusters and, had all those wall-kicking things happen right then. And so it's amazing how knowing why you do it is what gets you up. And, you know, she had resurged and everything, but it's lovely to hear that, Jen, and I think we can't hear it enough. And so the one thing I want to tag on to that is you mentioned personal growth. Where, I don't know whether to ask you, why is personal growth important? Because I think most people know that it is. But how would you suggest people go through personal growth, or how should they schedule it into their journey? Because, yeah, I guess that's a better way of asking. So what would you prescribe? What's the best way of doing self-development or personal growth as you're alongside your isogenics?
Okay. Great question. Mm-hmm. So I've been into personal growth for over 30 years, since mm-hmm. my pharmacy days, and done so much, like, extreme stuff to not extreme kind of stuff. My challenges and also being on the speaking circuit as well, I saw that there's people who are seminar junkies, and there's people who go, ooh, I'm into personal development, and they'll read, you know, 4 books this month and not implement one damn thing that they read. Mm-hmm. Or they'll go to conference from gig to gig to gig and not implement anything. I am so damn realistic. I don't want anyone to spend a cent on anything unless they're going to implement it. And really seriously, the best programs I've ever done, and trust me, I don't bullshit anyone, but Isogenics starting the Health and Mind Body program the end of last year when that got launched, it's $50 or $49. And I thought, ah, yeah, okay, so that's for all those newbies who've not done any personal development. And yes, I still have an ego.
we all do.
Yes, we all do. It's what keeps us alive. So, but I thought, if I want my team to do it, I have to do it. So I did it day one. I thought, well, yeah, this sucks. This is what I thought. It's a beginner's. Yep, yep, pretty sucky. Yep. Day two, yep, 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 it sucks. Yep, not like this. Day three, I went, oh, shit. They actually just got around my filter. That was clever. Mm-hmm. They asked a question in a way that it got around my filters, and I thought, wow, that's actually pretty clever. And yeah. I love that you're actually doing something. It's, you know, it's kind of like reporting on what you're going to do and what you've done during the day. And I thought, that's cool. Day 17, day 18, I was ready to kill someone. How did they do that? And I'm not, if you haven't done it yet, I'm not going to tell you what the question was. However, there was a question that made me get so outside my comfort zone to correct that imbalance in my life. I couldn't believe it. And what flowed out of that, yes, I got more business out of it, but I got a whole new core of cool friends, people in my life out of it. And I went, wow, that's cool. And I went, okay, that's probably, without a doubt, the best $50 I've ever spent on any personal development in my life. It's, and you get $50 worth of product back for it when you finish it. It's free. But the difference is you're doing it and implementing it at the same time. That's what's important to me. So whatever it is you're going to do, start with a healthy mind body, and then whether it's books or anything, do all the practices and everything they say to do in it. Don't just read it and move on. That's not how it works.
Okay, I hope everyone is listening to Jen from a what makes her a great leader perspective. Like, whenever I listen to someone, I listen to the answer, but Jen is saying so much more. Like, yes, she just taught us about the healthy mind and body, but the reason she taught us about it was because she's done it. I mean, leaders, great leaders go first. She speaks from experience. Day 17, 18, great question on that day, you know. That is what makes you great, Jen, is your willingness to bear it all, to go first, to show, to just be vulnerable. And I reckon that Isogenics is the, and network marketing, but Isogenics gives us that opportunity to be powerful, vulnerable leaders. And to me, you're exemplifying, so I'm just having, sorry guys, I'm having little moments myself here of really teasing out what makes a successful leader. Because a lot of people are like, you know, I want leadership development, or tell me the secrets. Well, the secrets are there. Like, people are showing the secrets all the time. And my personal opinion is that most great leaders don't actually know what they're doing so well. So I hope you guys are listening with that ear of like, whoa, that's what Jen's doing. And so, Jen, thank you for that about personal growth, because the Healthy Mind and Body program alone, it's at our fingertips. So if it's right there. So many people are looking for, once I get get some more coaching, or once I get the secret, or what, it's like, well, it's in your back office. So if you don't know how to get it in your back office, then yeah, of course, ask a question. But it really is that simple. So Jen, awesome. I'm aware that, you know, all good things come to an end, Jen, but I really want to ask you this before we end the call. So if you could speak to someone in the natural medicine field right now, so imagine you're speaking to someone like yourself, and now you have your perspective 6 years down the track, what would you tell them about what's possible for them? So I want you to speak to someone in the natural medicine field in particular right now.
I would say that at the end of the day, all we want to do is help people be well. We want to help people. We're in a position that we want to serve. You wouldn't be a healer and a practitioner if you weren't, if that wasn't your main driver. Mm. And we have a choice. We either help the few or we help the masses. And Isagenics does not replace what we do as practitioners. I see it's the perfect dovetail. Any naturopath, all we do the first month is get your body out of survival mode and set a solid baseline. Because when you can do that, you know, 95% of day-to-day lifestyle ailments go away. So I say, as a practitioner, I wish I'd known. I've got a program that will tick the majority of the boxes that you'll find being a purist naturopath, okay? The kind of naturopath who wants to work with the 5%. It will tick the majority of your back boxes. If you want to be the realistic naturopath, it will tick all of your boxes. So that you can help more people than you could just do in clinic. And you've got something that you can offer as a 30-day money-back guarantee to patients, which you can't afford to do in clinic. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. At the end of the day, you're not going to burn yourself out in the process because you'll be able to get that leverage as well. So, and if it's the don't tie yourself to the trees, you know.
Yeah.
Work well and buy the whole damn forest. So let's help the masses. That's what it's about for me.
So as someone might be hearing that and having that glimmer of hope, meaning the true heartfelt desire to help the masses, I want you to know, I'm just going to take it one step further. So the clinical ego is coming to the forefront. And by the way, I was a professional athlete, so that comes that's the athlete ego comes to the table, the personal trainer ego comes to the table, like all of the experts, or even a scientist, actually. I've had in a lunch party a food scientist, and it came to the table. So I've seen it coming, you know why I've seen it coming? Because mine was so big. So Jen, me 13 months to try Isagenics, you watch the bottles on your desk for that long. What is it? Is there something that you needed to hear at that time to just overcome that and to move beyond the ego?
Look, I think isogenicshealth.net is the most amazing resource that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Go and
mm-hmm.
look at the peer-reviewed published studies. We never had any of that when I started either, by the way. So I really had to be a pain in the ass about it all, or chose to be a pain in the ass about it all. But we've got so much information there, all proper reference studies. Go and peer-reviewed, published, go and check it out. Read the big words. All the everything is there. Go and do your due diligence. You can even email the experts, the scientists in the States by going to isogenicshealth.net. Do your due diligence. But at the end of the day, just eat the product and see how you feel.
Yeah.
That's all. And if you don't like it, you'll get your money back. But that's it.
Perfect.
And
perfect.
I meet so many amazing practitioners with a practitioner ego that are broke. Well, it's great, but you can't and have to go and go back and go away from their passion, which is their natural healing or whatever kind of healing modality, and they have to go and get a job because they can't earn enough money as a practitioner. You've got to be able to pay your bills, and doing a two-hour treatment for a bag of organic tomatoes is not going to pay your mortgage, guys. That's how bloody realistic I am. I'm sorry, but I am.
That was really funny.
I
hope so. Basically, this should be Jen's last comment, because really, isn't it that at the end of the day, you have to have your own moment, you have to try it yourself, and whether you tell anyone or not, the humbling experience, it's either going to come when you're burnt out or broke and you're having your bag of tomatoes and you're wondering where your protein is. You know, it's either going to be that moment or it's going to be on day 4 and 5 like it was for me. And I really thought, Sarah, your ego is huge. And from there, I think I've become a more compassionate person because of it. And I really understand what that's all about, but I understand how it limited me. So, Jen, thank you so much for not only educating me today, inspiring me, but also heartstrings, you know, really the heart print. And we went to Oprah together, and she did talk about heart. And I think that's why you and I really identified with it, because that's what you do for others. So thank you, Jen, for giving up your time on behalf of others again. You're in New Zealand training at ICU Uni. You're touring the country. You're cold. You've got a jumper on. So so grateful that you chose to share your story with us so that myself and others may live the life of their dreams. So, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. So we're just going to wrap up. I just want to quickly say to all our regular listeners, please share the website, takeactionteam.com, and the Facebook page with your team, because if you want regular updates on an upcoming guest like Jen, they are all available on these Podomatic podcasts. So I really recommend you download the Podomatic app onto your phone. It's such a convenient way to listen to the calls regularly from anywhere. So look, to everyone tuning in, I hope Jen Jeffries has inspired you as much as she's inspired me to be more on behalf of others and to not be the product expert, but rather the messenger of this gift of Isagenix. So over and out, everyone.